Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ken Yancey's back. I know. Settle down. I'm excited, too. Ken is the CEO of the SCORE Association, and he has been doing that now for a long time. He's got a great background in business, and he's been shepherding the SCORE folks over there for way more than a decade. I was telling you about SCORE probably 20 years ago. I knew about SCORE at least 30, probably over 30 years ago. And over the years, they've continued to maintain their relevance in the marketplace, which is no mean feat, my friends. And one of the reasons why that has happened is in the person of our guest today. Our good friend Ken Yancey. Ken, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. You're a little too kind. I think we're doing great stuff because we have the best volunteers on the planet. And
how many? 10,000?
Yeah, we're 10,500. 10,500 businessmen and women, all there to help their community and help small business owners and aspiring small business owners within the community.
Not just startups.
As a matter of fact, right now, getting close to 40% of our business is clients that are already in business,
mm-hmm.
are interested in growing and expanding, or you know maybe they're facing a challenge or have an opportunity that they need to talk through. So we're really fortunate that it works well. We're fortunate to have folks like you that for 30 plus years have been talking about the organization and the value that we bring to communities and to people around the country. So a really great success story, and one that I'm very proud to have been able to play a small part. It's been fun.
Well, I remember in the old days what SCORE volunteers, what they looked like, and they matched the marketplace. They matched what was needed in the marketplace. And of course, since that time, there've been a lot of disruptions. The marketplace has taken on it looks different, it acts different, it has different expectations, has different demands, but it's no less indifferent to your very existence, let alone your success. And that's one of the things a lot of organizations like yours have had a hard time doing, and that's keeping up with the expectations of the marketplace with regard to the product that they offer. And you guys have done a good job of that, because the people I know who are SCORE volunteers today, they don't look anything like the ones I met first 30 years ago.
You know, we've been fortunate that our chapters and our volunteers, and particularly our volunteer leaders, they understand the changes in the market, the disruption that occurs. And we spend a lot of time thinking about and talking about and acting on the future and what we believe small business owners are going to need. We're spending a great deal of time these days with client-level data. We're spending time in focus groups with clients of different types, small businesses, some know SCORE, some don't, understanding not only what do they need to know, but how do they want to consume it. You know, the opportunities to learn today from an electronic perspective, what's available on the web. You know, our webinar business continues to do really well. And then, you know, the face-to-face aspect of SCORE, that's really the uniqueness of the organization. I have boots on the ground, we have boots on the ground in over 1,000 communities. So you can sit down with someone that has experience in your industry or with your challenge, and have a conversation that can last as long as you want it to. We document, as you know, Jim, clients that go back with SCORE 20 years,
mm-hmm.
And still effectively using the
They plug in and they plug out. They come in, they contribute, and they leave, and they come back when they're needed.
That's exactly right, and that's, you know, our tagline for the life of your business is exactly what we mean. When you need us, whether it's startup or growth or challenge or expansion or exit, we're happy to have those conversations and you know, be a part of your decision-making process and watch you be successful.
Well, and, you know, Ken, several years ago, the American Chamber of Commerce in Denmark and the government of Denmark invited me and a couple of other folks to come over and talk to them. And the thing they asked me to do, through the Commerce Department, the thing they asked me to do was to talk about why things are different, why the environment for small business is different here than it is in other countries. And it wasn't like I hadn't thought about that, like you. But I had not really, I'd not really quantified it. You know what I mean? Even though I talked about each one of the things that were different individually, I'd never woven them into a story. So what I wound up doing is I wove them into a safety net. And one strand was say a chamber of commerce. One strand of the net was community banks. One was SCORE. One was the Small Business Administration. One was Small Business Development Centers. One was, you know, what I mean. And those, when you put all that together, and every one of those things I just mentioned, they work together. They know, those people in those communities know each other. When I put that together, I was able to weave a safety net. It had holes in it. You could fall through. But the point is, no other country in the world can put that net together, can build that net. Only in America.
It's true. And, you know, the pioneer spirit still lives in our entrepreneurs, you know, that started when people came over and began exploring this great country. And, you know, a lot of our entrepreneurs today really are those pioneers that are doing things that are new and different and disruptive and exciting and that are adding value. And that's a uniquely American thing. We often say that, you know, SCORE occurs at the intersection of two uniquely American concepts. One, it certainly is entrepreneurship, and the other one is volunteerism.
Mm-hmm.
So we have businessmen and women who donate their time and have great results.
Score.org, right?
Got it.
You can find a chapter near you, folks, and they will not charge you for your services. Now, if you buy some kind of product from them that they have to pay for, they'll charge you for that, but just a pass-through. But no profit. It's just a volunteer organization. And it works, folks. I know them. I know the people. I know their names. I know their children's names. They're real folks, and they'll help you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.